This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Chris McDaniel. MU's in-state undergrads got a bit of good news today. The UM Board of Curators voted to hold tuition increases to 3% starting this fall. In past weeks, there was discussion of raising tuition by two or three times that much. However, the proposed tuition increase will leave MU with a $47 million budget gap. UM System President Tim Wolf says he doesn't know yet how they will make up this difference, but layoffs are not out of the question.
Needless to say, there's no way that we can see clear right now of not being in a situation where somebody that's in a job right now will no longer be in that job after the budget process is complete.
Out-of-state undergrads didn't fare as well at the curators meeting. Their tuition will increase by 7.5% in the fall. The Springfield City Council is being asked to consider ordinances that would ban discrimination against gay men and women. The Mayor's Commission on Human Rights sent three proposed ordinances to the City Council that are designed to work together to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The Commission asked the Council to bring the proposal to a committee for more discussion or to a public hearing. One ordinance adds protection of sexual orientation and gender identity to public accommodations like employment, while another adds protection for housing. The third proposed ordinance would add sexual orientation and gender identity to the city's anti-discrimination code. Joplin residents are questioning how the city's school district used the millions of dollars it received in donations after the May tornado. The questions arise as the district is proposing a $62 million bond issue to help fund repairs for rebuilding the schools damaged by the tornado. The Joplin Globe reports that during a recent community meeting, some residents wondered why the district needed the bond issue after receiving so much money in donations. Superintendent C.J. Huff says the district is grateful for the donations, but he says they have not been nearly enough to fund the replacement of all the educational space the district lost. He says the district is looking for more funding sources and hopes to reduce the size of the bond issue. The number of foreclosures in Missouri jumped nearly 14% in January compared to the month before. Meanwhile, foreclosures were up 3% nationwide. Realty Vice President Darren Bloomquist says the anticipation of the federal government settlement with five mortgage lenders likely led to the increase.
But the good news, I think, is that the economy is slowly but surely improving, and the more that happens over the next few months, the shorter that increase will be, and we'll eventually see foreclosures head back down again in the second half of 2012 and into 2013.
He says foreclosures will probably remain on the rise for the next few months. Missouri's per capita foreclosure rate remained lower than the national average in January and placed it 23rd among states. Legislation that would move the candidate filing period for the August primary back by 1 month is now moving through the Missouri House. Today, the legislation passed the House Elections Committee and next goes to the Rules Committee. However, House Majority Floor Leader Tim Jones seems to favor an alternative approach, having a two-week filing period that would begin in mid-March and end on March 27th as currently scheduled.
You know, in this day and age when you can very easily travel to Jefferson City to sign up for an office, a two-week filing period should be more than adequate enough time to make a day trip up to sign up for office.
The bill was passed quickly last week by the Missouri Senate over uncertainty surrounding the new state House and Senate district maps. The House map currently won a court challenge, but that decision is being appealed. The Missouri Supreme Court recently rejected the state Senate map, which is being redrawn by a bipartisan commission appointed by Governor Jay Nixon. For KBIA News, I'm Chris McDaniel.